Like the kitchen, the bedroom is another family room. The trundle bed is for the smallest children. The 1850s quilt on the bed is made from scrap material from shirts and dresses. Nothing was wasted during these lean times. The covering on the trundle bed was made on a loom. The mattresses on the beds had to be tightened regularly as the ropes would give and make the bed sag in the middle. Mattresses were filled with either corn shucks or feathers. Each spring, they would be taken out and emptied, then refilled with clean materials. Space was not wasted in this era either. The beds were raised up for a few reasons, such as keeping people away from cold drafts or little animals like mice that would come into the room. Storage was another reason for a bed to be raised. The wooden yarn winder under the window is called a weasel. It belonged to Sally Oakley, Joanne Weekly's great-grandmother. Ladies love to notice the beautiful dress and top hat. Can you envision an occasion where this may have been worn with all the ladies in their finery?